Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. Yeah, we got a show. Rhea, we got a show for you today.
Yes, we do.
We got excitement, the Phillies, controversy, the Eagles, angst, crying possibly, with our first guest, Rod Jaworski, who Dick Vermeil said he could talk about. Dick said he could talk about his wife, Carol.
Right.
Couldn't talk about Ron.
Yep.
Couldn't talk about Rod, would cry. So I'll see if Ron will cry. We're going to try to get Ron to cry at 7. We got a doctor on over this controversy with the Eagles. Man, Al, they're dropping like flies, and they're not hitting anyone. Doesn't make sense. We got Brian Baldinger up at 8 o'clock, Al, to discuss maybe the most exciting young player in the Eagles camp this year. The big guy, Jordan Davis.
Yep.
Al, he's going to break down this monster. What is he, 6'9", 412 pounds, something like that. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to get involved in a controversy up in New York with a man who is stupid, and his name is Keith Hernandez. And we will go to our friend John Jastrzebski, and Jonesy will hear this, and he will understand that Keith Hernandez, Keith will not be there for the series in New York with the Phillies and the Mets. Big series this weekend.
Yes, he's going to St. Louis.
He's going to St. Louis to honor his drug-riddled past.
I knew you were going to go there.
You knew it. Did it take me long enough,
Rhea? No, it did not.
2 minutes. All right, anyway, I want to play for you what happened last night at Citizens Bank Park, because that place is rocking. How far back I got to go to see
2011.
This guy? I got to go 11 years. Yep. 11 years, and they are going to the playoffs. They're going to the playoffs. And I was just grilling Jonesy on this because I want you to just hear the you got to understand, it's the bottom of the eighth, and if he's not the best starter in baseball, he's top five.
Leading
Sandy Alcantara. Sandy Alcantara is terrific.
Yes, he is. I thought they had no shot.
They had no shot. It was 3-1, and then sometimes you just need a little thing to go your way to turn the tide.
Yeah.
And now you will hear the entire comeback in the bottom of the eighth. They're down 3-1, and it starts with Gene Segura at the plate. Let's listen.
3-2. And a swing and a little dribbler up the third base line. It will work out for the Phillies. It dies in the grass, and Segura is on with a leadoff hit. Swung on, lined up the middle, a base hit for Stott. He's not bunting, and he swings and hits it back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Segura around third, he's going to score. Stott on his way to third, and Brandon Marsh can't get the bunt down, so he slams it back through the box, and it's a one-run game. Swung on, ripped into right, it's a base hit. Kyle Schwarber with his third hit of the night, and it's 3-3 here at the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a line drive into right center field. That'll be down for a base hit. And Schwarber around second. He's going to try for third, and he is safe at third base. LeBlanc with a dive to the bag as the throw was to the outfield side. And Schwarber a gutsy call, and he's just in safely. And it swung on. Driven through the left side. It's a base hit, and the Phillies lead it. Schwarber scores, and JT Realmuto comes through in the bottom of the eighth inning. 23,000 here tonight. You'd think it was about 43 with the noise they're making right now.
Love it.
Dominguez ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Phillies rally for their seventh win in a row. 4-3 the final. What a comeback.
Phillies are no longer playing games at Citizens Bank Park. They're holding parties. And Al, that is why that very last thing that Scott Fransky said, I believe, stimulated the great Jimmy Rollins to tweet something out after the game that is valid and needs to be addressed immediately. Al, did those people seem like they were having a good time?
Yes.
Has the weather cooled off a little bit? Is there any rain right now out there on the streets?
No, it hasn't.
By the way, if you're going out today, bring a lifeguard with you. Because there's some puddles. There was some heavy rain. Looks like it's starting to clear up now, but it was a nasty overnight.
Yep.
All right, here's what Jimmy Rollins tweeted out, ladies and gentlemen. And if you were there last night, I really would love for you to call in right away. He tweeted out, this Phillies team has it. All caps, IT.
Yeah.
It has taken some time, but they are here to win. All caps on win. Still seeing too many empty seats at the bank, though. Where are the sellouts to get the bank rocking and make Philadelphia the best sports town in the world? So I'm thinking about this. I'm going, Rollins probably played 4 years here where there wasn't an empty seat.
Packed.
They saw, it was a record. It was like 200 some straight games have sold out. Half the seats were empty last night. For that seventh win in a row, 13 out of 14, 12 out of something like that.
Yeah.
They all they do now is win. They are locking in a spot in a wild card race. Ow, where are the people?
Well, they didn't buy, it's not a season ticket base. You're paying the price.
No, it's a beautiful Wednesday night.
No, it's not a beautiful Wednesday night. It's hot.
It's still too hot?
It's, but they'll be,
look,
and it's
I
the Marlins.
I can't say, I wouldn't go.
I would go.
Be better today.
I went to throw
game.
The first pitch out. I left in the fourth
inning.
Yeah,
but as, when you get wins like this, it'll, you know. Now
it will get more?
If the Mets was a home series, my God, that
Let's
place would
those.
Be rocking. This is huge. This is going to get people there. That's an exciting team.
All right. It is an exciting team.
It's a really
team.
Exciting team.
Now, let me
team.
Play us some sound because I got some good sound.
Yeah.
Rob Thompson, the amazing manager, 40-19.
Yes.
Since he took over, Al, was talking about, even though it wasn't a full park, it was an excited one.
Can you describe what the dugout's like as that rally is kind of going on, you know?
Yeah, excitement. And, you know, I thought our crowd was outstanding tonight. And they got going, and especially when Reese came to the plate there. And I was down at the other end of the dugout, and I came running down. I said, what happened? And Cal said, they're just excited. So it was good, you know? So they got into it, and they fired the guys up.
What happened? Nothing. They're just excited.
There's a big noise going. Is there a fight?
Is that great? They're just
That's
excited.
Great.
You'll pick this up along the way, Rob. We get excited easily, and we get angry pretty easily, too. Right, then we got, Jonesy, don't you need to hear from the team that they couldn't believe it? The Marlins, who stink anyway.
Yes,
they're not going anywhere. But Don Mattingly felt very comfortable having this great pitcher on the mound.
Why wouldn't he?
With a fine pitch count.
Yep.
After the game, he was kind of incredulous.
It was a little shocking. You know, again, everything really pretty much smooth sailing all day. Looked like he was easy velo today. He didn't see anything forced. Kind of cruising right through there. Pitch count in a good spot. And, you know, all of a sudden that little roller down the line and the floodgates open. So, it was a little shocking.
And Alcantara also seemed a bit shell-shocked.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. You know what I mean? I was throwing stride. You know, I was throwing my best pitch, you know, but they got me tonight, you know, and they win.
All right. So let's explore the mental side of this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn now to my good friend, Keicho. So, Jonesy, Joe Girardi was here, 22-29.
Yes.
All right? Thompson's here, same roster. Didn't have Harper, got a couple of additions last week. Didn't have Harper.
Correct.
For most of this time.
Yeah.
40-19. When Thompson was Girardi's bench coach,
mm-hmm.
did Thompson know that Girardi was screwing up a good team?
I would think that he did.
I
suspect that he went home and talked to his wife or family and made mention of the fact that he thought he could do a better job than what
So he was quietly saying to his wife or whoever he knew, listen, Joe's screwing this up. I know I could do better than this.
And he's Canadian, right?
I'm Canadian and I'm 58.
So he's very polite and he's going to do everything he can in the job that he was at.
Right.
He's going to try to help, but he's not going to overstep his boundaries. And he waited and he finally got an opportunity.
All right, so now you got one last thing. I'm going to go to the further. This, to me, is intriguing, too, because there are all sorts of new rules now to incorporate diversity into hiring. So this guy is so good, he is now a top candidate for manager of the year.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it's actually interim manager of the year because he's still interim. He doesn't have the job.
Right.
He waited his whole life to be a manager. He finally gets a chance. He's knocking it out of the park. He can't lose the interim. And he explained why. They asked him last night, you think they could get rid of the interim and name you the new Phillies manager? Here's what he said.
As far as I know, as with next year, I'm just focused on day-to-day. But as far as next year is concerned, I think it's a Major League Baseball rule that you have to go through a formal process of interviewing other people, which I think is great.
because it's fair and includes everyone. So I don't even think about it.
Think about your future and the job that you've waited all your life for?
No, because if I do that, I'm going to forget about something I need to do today. And I really believe that. Something my father always taught me. Take care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Nobody actually does that. And his
he probably does.
His team just won 7 in a row.
He's won it now. Go before, actually, yeah.
Whenever it doesn't matter when it's the same thing. What the guy, he knows he's earned the job.
Yeah, but he can't.
This is how stupid that rule is.
Yeah,
they could win the championship, and then the Phillies have to bring in candidates to interview for the job, the manager of the year, just did.
Yeah,
stupid.
So if you in season fire somebody,
yeah.
Like a Girardi,
you have to go through the process.
Your name has to be an interim.
Yes, because then you could interview. But if you're a minority and you come in, you basically know you're not getting the job. It's demeaning to you.
Oh, because you're interviewing.
They're not going to fire the man that just won the Manager of the Year award.
Right.
Stupid. So two questions, first of all. Do you think it's dumb that he has to go through the whole year, Rob Thompson, without actually being the manager? Number two, where are you? Why aren't you going to the games yet?
Because that was a loud crowd last night.
It was a great crowd.
Every person sounded like two people.
Yeah.
But well, you know what, Al? They could have put twice as many people there. And did a few years ago. Guys, what are you waiting for? Let's get on board. I'm going to warn you now. When we come out of this first break in a few minutes, Al, I got an offer for people that are going to blow their mind. Al, it involves free liquor. Does that interest you?
Okay.
215-592-9494. Let me start, Al. This is perfect time because he's my most upbeat caller. Bob from Bucks County. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody?
Finally, your mood matches what's actually going on in sports. A lot of times with this controversy, you come on all perky. It annoys me, but not today, Bob. I love it.
Come on, baby. It's a great life. Do I love long, sustained rallies of singles, a bunch of singles that just humiliates and crushes the spirit of the opponent. And, you know, the other thing I love, and they brought it up in the broadcast, I love when a former opponent, Keith Hernandez, chimes in and says stupid things for added motivation. And then former Philly players like Rollins and Kruk in L.A., I just love that they're involved in this. It just makes it all that much better.
Yeah, you know, in Philadelphia, one thing I've learned, Bob, that when we are having great success, we would like to know that we are putting down others. And this Keith Hernandez thing, he could not look dumber. Do you understand? It's not possible, Bob, to say, I don't want to go near the Phillies. They don't play the way I like. Hey, this just in, jackass. They won 12 out of 13, you moron. And then I started thinking, Al, going, well, he's going back to honor his days as a Cardinal.
Yeah.
And he was suspended for snorting cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he might be back on the stuff? Just saying. Maybe, you know.
On the broadcast, they also mentioned the Seinfeld episode where he got the loogie.
Yeah, I just heard it, Greg. Jonesy, were you telling me that Bill Clement once lost the job to Keith Hernandez?
Yeah, they were going for the one where he did the hair product. What was it?
Formula
or whatever?
Just for men. Yeah.
And Bill Clement and Hernandez were down to the final two.
Oh, no.
And Hernandez stole Bill's job.
Yep.
So, and let me tell you something.
Another reason not to like him.
This is just me. Clement, way better looking.
Yes.
Am I right, Al? True or false?
Absolutely.
Rhea, Clement versus Hernandez.
Of course.
Not even close.
Not close.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bob, you got a first crack at our contest today. Listen to what I got today. Jordan Davis Eagles jersey, $50 Visa gift card, and three different pairs, price three, four, and five, tickets to see the Phillies, the Eagles play the Jets tomorrow night at the Link. All I need is one word to describe your fightin' Phils.
Determined.
Determined. Get it down. Mm-hmm. Ava Graham is your judge today, Al, because she came up with it. She likes the one word contest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let her decide the best ones. Determined. She gave me her list. It's not on there, but that could mean it's better than hers. 215-592-9494. I got an offer, and I'm going to, there's no contest for this. All you got to do to win this is to call in. I will have all the people that want this, and then at the end of the show, we will pluck a name out, and you'll get this prize. And yes, it includes booze.
Ooh. Free now, booze.
Free booze.
Nice.
In fact, everything about this is free. Now, that's a good prize. you got my attention. 215-592-9494. And later in the hour, I have not said anything yet about this, Al, but I watch Hard Knocks on Tuesday night.
There's right. A shock.
And I'm going to tell you something.
What is it?
I got a tremor right now. I'm so scared.
Tremor?
I'm nervous. And I am stockpiling pants. And by the time, after that first game, Al, I'm opening a haberdashery with all the pants I'm going to win. Because the Eagles are losing that game. And people are giving me their pants. 215-592. Jonesy, I want your pants, too.
Yeah, you can have my good shorts today.
So. Do me a favor, though, first. Could you launder them first?
No.
Uh-oh.